clear up to New Mishnah.
Yeah.
So now we're into like a whole new planet that we're taking a field trip into now of Hallel. Field trip of shaking the lulav during Hallel. So the Mishnah says, "Heichan hayu mena'anin." Where would they shake the lulav when they were saying Hallel? Yeah, all that.
Yeah, it's
still
like
an Aramaic word.
Yeah.
Joseph says,
yeah. Eichan, I don't know. Well, the Mishnah is usually in Hebrew.
That's
what I'm wondering. I don't know.
Okay.
Eichan, I don't think about it. Eichan is where in Aramaic. Eichan, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. So where would they shake the lulav? So the Mishnah says, "Behodu Lashem tefila vasof." That literally means that the phrase "Hodu Lashem" at the beginning and the end of the parak. Now, for this, we need a sitter. Actually, we help everybody a sitter. Let me get a bunch of sitters.
I could get out of this.
Fortunately, we have lots of sidurim available to us. That's better. So, turn to Hallel, and you'll notice the following. Two things like you don't pay attention to until you're in a Gemara, and you're like, what is he talking about? So, page 280, you'll notice that Hallel starts with a bracha, fine. Then there's Parakufya Gimel. Then there's Parakufya Dalet, which we split in half on non-full holidays. Then there's Perek Kuftes Vav, which we also split in half on non-full holidays. Then there's Perek Kuftes Zayin. And then there's tiny Perek Kuf Yud Zayin, two psukim. And then Perek Kuf Yud Ches. Kuf Yud Ches spans till the end of Hallel, until the Halalucha, which is not words of Tehillim, but is Nusach of the ending Bracha. So it starts out, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, and it ends off at the very end of that parak, again, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov. Now it should be noted, the last, 10 or so psukim, Odecha, Eben Mo'asu, Me'is Hashem, Zehayom, Ana Hashem, Ana Hashem, really it's one pasuk, Ana Hashem Mishina, Ana Hashem Mitzlichana, and then Baruch Haba, Kiel Hashem V'yar Alanu, Isru Chag Bavasim, Kiele Tavizaka, Hodu Lashem. All of those are only actually appear once in the parak of Tehillim. If you look in the back of the Siddur, they're only once. We double all those psukim. So, says the Mishnah, they would shake the lulav of Hodu Lashem Tchila Vasok, meaning the Hodu that appears at the beginning of what we call Perek Kuf Yud Ches, and at the Pasuk Hodu that ends off Perek Kuf Yud Ches. So it would shake the lulav there and there.
Oh, they wouldn't go till there. Like, it's not a...
They would do it separately. One for the beginning, one for the end. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, "Uve'ana Hashem Moshiyana Diva Beisilo." That earlier than the Hodu at the end of the parak, in the middle of the parak, the Ana Hashem Moshiyana, they would shake, but not at Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, which is what is familiar to us. We also, at least the Nusach Menagam Yistu, does not shake at Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Ubeishame Omrim, Ah Ve'ana Hashem Hatzlichana. That we're in Hallel. We're in the Mishnah and in Hallel. That Beishamai says they shake even at Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Okay. Amr Bikiva, Sofe Hayisi, I was looking, the Rebbe Gamliel Rebbe Yeshua, Shekola Am Hayu Minna'anin Es Luvehen, the whole nation, all the people in the shul, were shaking their lulavs.
But at the end of Hallel, doubled, you shake them both.
One second. Vehim Lo Na'anu Ele Ba'ana Hashem Hoshiyana. That everybody else there was shaking for Ana Hashem Hoshiyah and Ana Hashem Hatzlicha, like Beishamai, and they only shook, they passed like this Hillel, to shake at Ana Hashem Hoshiyana alone. Is that what was the question?
When we said that Usof also means, when we said later, did they do both times? Did they shake for both?
So we will see that it's not even so simple that everybody doubled the Pasuk. But we'll get to the doubling thing later.
No, everybody agrees
you shake at Oshiyana. Question is, do you also add on Hatzlichana? And Hodu, yeah.
So there's nothing made about that.
The Mishnah says even on Hashem Hatzlicha.
Right,
yeah.
From the Mishnah, you're reading that Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Kiva saw Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua as the only ones who shook just for Anas Rosh Hashanah, and yep. Everybody else did.
Hatzlichana also, yeah.
So that, I mean, I don't see how that works, but...
I think just by exclusion...
It sounds like everybody did just Anas Rosh Hashanah.
But it's there's contrast. I'm serving the Yeshua. Shkolam himinanes luvayin. The heim lunanu ella. They only shook at. They shook at nothing other than Ana Hashem Oshiana. So by exclusion, the only thing we've mentioned that they possibly would not be doing is Hatzlicha.
They definitely followed the instructions.
But I thought it could be the same contrast.
Oh, they also.
Here.
Yeah, we do? Yeah. Let's look in the back. I have a... It is, I am contracting with Shammai. With Shammai, she has a
Slitha. Right, so I'm saying... I mean, you're clearly the Rebbe, but I was just thinking, like, just touching Shammai and reading, it sounds like... Yeshua and Rebbe Gamliel's congregation did not agree with Shammai.
But they were shaking at Ana Hashem Hoshia. So what was everybody else doing? Yeshua and Gamliel... Everybody besides them were shaking their
heads. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Behem. But now I'm just. So I thought it was excluding Hatzlicha. But now I'm down. Let's see. I have in the back. In the fancy Gemaras, they have Mishnayos. What? Sorry. Tassushalm. Tassushalm. What? Sorry. I'd be very depressed if I knew that. If people were just taking everything I said with a grain of salt, taking it for granted and not asking a question, I'd be very depressed if I ever found that out. So please don't let me ever think that. Let's see. Where is this Mishnah? Here. Says the Bar Tanura. Yeah, that's clear. Hey Lunala Hashem. Hashiana Bilvan. Ve'im Kachalacha. Ella Kediri Besila. You know what? I'm saying it wrong. The Bar Tanura. I get this. Ready?
What's the question?
So the question is, how do you read the Mishnah? Question: how do you read the Pashat Pshat? Yeah. So here, I'll read to you two things. The Bar Tanura says like this: V'heim lo na'anu ela be'ana Hashem Moshiyana bilvat. Rabbi Gamliel and Yeshua only shook at Ana Hashem Moshiyana. So the question is, what were they not doing? What was everybody doing that they weren't doing? Was everybody doing Hatzlicha and they weren't? Or was everybody doing Hodu and they weren't? So if everyone was doing Hatzlicha and they weren't, they were doing like Basila. If everyone was doing Hodu and they weren't, they were doing like nobody. So says about Tanura, it says they only shook at Ana Hashem Hoshiyana. We've only heard of three things. Hodu, Hoshia, Hatzlicha. Beis Hillel, as far as we know, does Hodu and Hoshia. Beis Shammai adds Hatzlicha. So the Gamliel and Yeshua only did Hoshia. Does that mean to exclude Hatzlicha? And they're being Beis Hillel and it's taken for granted they did Hodu? Or was it they didn't do Hodu nor Hatzlicha and they did neither like what we call Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? So the Bar Tanura says, Ve'ein kach halacha ela kedivei Beis Hillel. So Bar Tanura learns that they did the exclusion of Hodu and Hatzlicha and did their own thing, a shita we've never heard of, to only go Hoshia. So it's a get. He says they didn't do like Beis Hillel nor Beis Shammai. There's no Pashat Pshat.
There's no Pashat
Pshat. Bar Tanura is.
It says Ella, but on Hashem Hoshia.
They only did Hoshia. That's what he said. They didn't do like Beis Hillel, means they didn't do Hodu. Of course they didn't do Beis Shammai. It says they only should. We know they didn't do Hatzlicha. We know they didn't do Hatzlicha. They said they only shake Hoshia. They didn't do Hatzlicha. The question is whether Hodu is taken for granted or not.
Yeah, I feel like it's a
bit.
Okay, that's what Bar Tanura says.
Since it says they only did Hoshia, it makes it sound like Hoshia versus Hatzlicha.
That's what I thought. Right, that's what I thought.
Bar Tanura saying that they did Hoshia and they did not even do
Hodu. Correct. Right, so now, says the Tosos Yantin on the bottom of the page, whatever, the bottom of this page I'm finding. Says Tosos Yantin. You could say, "Delo pligi abes Hillel." They're not arguing abes Hillel. They are members of Beis Hillel camp. Most Tanoim follow Beis Hillel. And Velohei Rabbi Kiva, El Shalonan, Ubehatzlicha Nagav Shammai. And Rabbi Kiva was only saying that they didn't do Hatzlicha, which is how I originally took it, that the only thing they didn't do was Hatzlicha. He was saying they did Hodu, they did Oshia, they did like Beis Hillel. That's how the Tosafot says, that's how you could say. Fine. That's what we originally presented. Ella. Sheharav, the Bartanura, Pirish, Vein Kachalacha, Elaka Devesil, meaning the Bartanura read it as saying they did neither Beis Shammai nor Beis Hillel. So he's bothered by the Bartanura, because the Tosafot would rather present it the way we originally presented, not say the Bartanura way that they did their own third Shita. The Isa, during Amul Ever Beshua, Kebeis Hillel Havu Avdin, if they did like Beis Hillel, the Bartanura would not have said, we don't hold like this. But obviously the Bartanura read that they weren't doing like Beis Hillel. He thinks the Bartanura had a different girsa. In fact, in the different Hamaskil of the Bartanura, he has an extra word, Bilvad. We don't have that in the Mishnah, right? Correct. He had an extra word. I just thought he threw it in, but he says he has a different girsa. Not that he just added the word bilvad. I love it. He's not much speaking to us. He didn't just add the word bilvad. I just said a second ago. I thought he just added it. So he said, he didn't just add it. He's not much reading like everything you would have thought. He's telling you. So he says, I could have said like we said in this year. But the Bartanura said not like we said in this year. And there's an extra word bilvad, which you could have said he just added in, but he didn't add it. It's from a girsa. So girsa shel kachas. That was his girsa. Yerushalmi. So if you look at the Gemara Yerushalmi, they, like every Gemara, quote the Mishnah and then talk about it. Because the Mishnah there actually has the word Bilvad in it, unlike our Bavli Gemara. And the Yerushalmi says about it, but they didn't shake by Hodu. Bam! So Yerushalmi says explicitly they did not shake by Hodu. And they also did not do Hatzlicha. Venerally, Dahaki Mifayish Laharab, that's what the Bartanura is saying. Dahaki Gamar. Haba Hodulo, Kloma de Lo Balahotzi, the Anna Hatzikana. Dahaki Gamar Vikiva, Ella Ba'ana Vahule, Risha de Kranaka, the Lo Balahotzi, the Hodu. They did shake Hatzlicha. When he said they only shook at Anna Hashem Hoshia, now the Rishami learns, what does it mean they only shook at Anna Hashem Hoshia now? They only shook at Anna Hashem Hoshia now, Anna Hashem Hotzlicha now. It's one puzzle. But it was just giving you the first three, it was the first four words. No, but they did say Hatzlicha. They said Ana Hashem Hoshia Na, Ana Hashem Hatzlicha Na. And it just tells you the first few words of it, but it means the whole line. They only, so it's a fourth pshat. Fourth pshat. Umishani Lahotzi Af Ana Hatzlicha Na. Velomi Baya Hodu De Lor Nakar Mekiva Klal. No, Hodu is a non-issue. Umi Yishnam Ad Hakei Gamal Lahotzi Af Akula Ad Lokei Beishami Shomim Af Ana Hatzlicha. So it comes out there's basically four pshatim. They did like Beis Hillel, which is they did Hoshia and Hodu. They did their own thing, which is Ana Hashem Hoshia with neither Hodu or Hatzlicha. They did Ana Hashem Hoshia na Ana Hashem Hatzlicha na without Hodu, or they did Ana Hashem Hoshia and Hodu just not Hatzlicha. I might have said one of those twice. Whatever. Yeah.
According
to that logic,
you're saying, like, oh,
Hoshia
is really just one line with Hatzlicha.
Then
why not say that's what
Because we know that's not, because there it's clearly contrasting. So they said, it's clearly there contrasting first half, second half.
Then the third one, the third thing comes in and says, they only did
Hoshia. Meaning they did that pasuk without Hodu. They didn't do the Hodu, they just did the honors. The honors. They just did the honors. Okay, but is it? Yes. So now I'm saying, right here, Ayin Bartanura, and Tosus Yontif.
Rip says Bilvad.
Bilvad. Okay, so that was the Girsa Yishami like that.
Right, that's the Girsa. So the four pshat that are, first one is that they did also on a Hatzlicha, and that means they held like Beis Hillel.
Yeah, Hoshia and Hodu.
Is that they did like no one.
Which is just Hoshia.
Just Hoshia. And the third one.
They also held like no one, they just Hoshiya and Hatzlicha without Hodu.
It's
only three, yeah, it's only three. Or that we said four because I said one twice. Yeah, only three. Okay. So anyway, that's the Mishnah. Thank you for being Ma'orer. Thank you for not keeping it to yourselves. I would not want to Chashon be saying something incorrect. Shkeh, the beautiful Kilpulo Diraisa, Gvalde. Okay. Now, want to see something cool? Look at this Tosos. Behodu Lashem Tchilo Esof. A lot of interesting things I found out here I did not know about Hallel. So, let's read it together a little bit. It's a little bit of a long section, but it's worth it. It's around 10 lines in. The first word of the line is Kibbe Shammai. The Tosos, Behodu Lashem Tchilo Esof. So the line that says Kibbe Shammai. You want to see that line?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the middle of that line it says V'taima. So picking up in that sense. V'taima the Beis Hillel. The reason Beis Hillel, I'll say, you shake at Hodu and Ana Hashem Moshiyana. Afa Pisha'in Ana Hashem Moshiyana Tchilas HaPerek. Even though Ana Hashem is not the beginning of a Perek. It's the middle of what we call Kuf Yud Ches. Or Lo Sofa Perek. It's not the end of a Perek either. We understand Hodu Tchilas HaSof. Hodu is the beginning of the end. What's it Ana? Smack in the middle of the Perek. Story says, Minan, and why don't we shake? Why? Mishim and Tzid, it says in the Diri Hayyamim, which we say in Psukkah Nizimra, Oziran and Nuatze Hayyar, Nuifnei Hashem, that the trees of the forest, meaning lulavs, shake in front of Hashem, when Kivalash Bodas Aretz, that's the whole Pasuk, Uksib Basre, it comes to Judge Land, it says after that, Hold Hashem Kito, Kilam Chasto, Uksib Nami Basre, it says after that, V'amru Hoshienu Elokei Yishenu, save us Hashem. So you see right there, V'hainu Yiraninu, what does it mean the trees sing to Hashem? Sheminanim as the Lord, we shake the trees. U'mishabachin, and we praise Hashem at the Pasuk, Behodu, and U'v'an Hashem Hoshienu. Those with in the parak, it says all the trees sing to Hashem. When? In Hodu and on Hashem. It's kind of, it hinted to, and we say in Psukkah Nizimra. Then it says, I'm not really holding this out again, but it says that the part, that the trees sing to Hashem, and then right after that it says, Hodu Hashem Kitov, and a little bit later it says, Ana Hashem Hoshiyana, I mean it says, Hoshiyana location. So those psukim are references to Hodu and Ana Hashem that are in Hala. The Aksha. What?
Does that mean how those reference to
Hodu? Well, one of them is literally the same words.
Okay.
The Hodu, and the other one, it says Hoshia, save us. It's the same as Ana Hashem Hoshiyana, the Ibru Hoshiyenu Elokei Yishenu. It's not the same pasuk, but the same word, Hashem save
where,
us.
Where are these
psukim? It's in Dibri Hayamim, in Suvim, but we say it in Psukim Zimra.
Oh.
I believe, right? We say in Hodu, in this parak over here. Yeah, it's here. Somewhere. So, fine. It's a similar pasuk there, but I think that's from Tehillim.
So that's why we shake the lulav.
Yeah, because it says the trees of the forest will sing to Hashem. Hodu, Hoshienu. So that means...
It's all the same pasuk or no?
It's within the same area of Sukkim. It's within the same area of Sukkim. Now, this is interesting. The Aksham Shinag, which is Shaliach Tzibah Omer Yomer Na Yisrael, the Tzibah... It's like the last word of the line, the Akshav, it says.
Yeah.
See it? One down, yeah. The Akshav nowadays, Shinagu, Shishliach Tzibra, Omer, Yomar Na Yisrael, Vat Tzibra Onin, Hodu, the Shliach Tzibra says Yomar Na Yisrael, everyone says Hodu, Hashem Kitov, the Chain, the Yomru Na Yirei Hashem, and everyone says Tzibur, and everyone says Hodu, Hashem Kitov, Hatzibur Min Na'anim, I'll call Hodu, the Hodu. Meaning, really, there's no Hodu there. It really says, Hodu Hashem Kitov Kilim Chasto. And the Mishnah said we shake at Hodu Hashem Kitov Chasto. Then the Pesukim go, Yomer Yisrael Kilim Chasto, Yomer Rav Yisaron Kilim Chasto, Yomer Neir Hashem Kilim Chasto. There's no other Hodu. But a minig is that every time the Chazan says Yomer Neir Yisrael, and then we say Hodu Hashem Kitov, Yomer Rav Yisaron, and we say Hodu Hashem Kitov, Yomer Neir Hashem, we say Hodu Hashem Kitov. So each time we say Hodu, we treat it as if it's the actual Hodu that's at the beginning of that parak, even though there's not actually extra words Hodu there. Our meaning is to say extra Hodus. But in each one of those Hodus, we shake.
Does the Chazan shake
that
when he says Yomer
Na? No. Yomer Na, yes, but not the other ones.
Why?
I don't know.
The Chazan also shakes.
Not by Yomerus, only by Yomer. Vahor, at least by Aminah.
There are different curses.
Okay. Standard places, the Ashkenaz places, they do. I'll call Hodu Vahodu Shonen. Every time we say Hodu, then we answer that, we shake. The Shliach Tzibra doesn't shake by those, because he doesn't say those Hodus. The Yesh Mefarshim, the Shliach Tzibra Ben Aneya, that he also shakes at those Hodu, Agav Tzibura. They're answering every time Hodu Hodu. So I guess while they're shaking Hodu, he also shakes while they're singing Hodu, even though he's not saying it. Minan, and since they're answering Hodu and shaking, Minanei Anam Shliach Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur also shakes. I never saw that minag. Okay. Minanei Anam Shliach Tzibur v'yomar na uv'yomru na. That he shakes at Yomar Na and Yomar Na. Our minag usually is to shake only at Yomar Na. Okay, now another Shiloh. When else do we shake the Luluf? We know Hodu, we know all these Hodus, we know Anna, we know Hodu at the end. When's another time we shake the Luluf? Yeah, we shake the Bracha. We've said the Bracha, we shake it all around. So he says, V'shas Bracha, meaning not the Bracha on Halal, the Bracha on Alitinos Luluf, Lo Matzinu in Chayav Lananea, B'tchilas Netila. We don't find anywhere if you're Chayav to shake it. Everybody knows you shake it when you say the Bracha. Some people only make the Bracha, they don't say Halal, they shake. I don't know, women, I don't know if every woman says how, but they want to take the Luluf, shake it. Where'd that come from? So says Tosos, Ella, there's no Mishnah like that, Ella means Amrina Pirk, we say later on, Katan Hayot Zelenaneya, a kid who's old enough that he knows how to shake the Luluf, Chayiv Belulov. You have to train him to shake Luluf. Mashma Dminanea, B'tchilas HaBracha. It sounds like a kid, it sounds like he's supposed to be shaking, because it describes the capable child as one who can shake a Luluf. Why? What? Why is that necessary? Apparently, when you pick it up and do the mitzvah, you're supposed to shake it. Apple pisha in the day of liquor is halal. The kid can't read. He can't read halal. He doesn't have to say halal. He's 6 years old. But he can shake a luluf, shake a basil bat, shake a luluf. Apparently, even though he's not saying halal, he should shake a luluf. It's a mitzvah. You say it at the bracha. The od, midatani b'mesechas bracha, same bracha, so for tefillah shachar, so for that perek. Hiktim latzeis laderech, a guy's going out early on the trip, and it's early on in the morning. Mivielo shofar, if it's Rosh Hashanah, you bring him a shofar, it's okay, he can blow it. Lulav, you bring a lulav, and what does he do? And he shakes it. Megillah, v'kore, and he reads the Megillah. V'kore book. Mashmid, v'nineh, below b'hal, it sounds like the mitzvah is, the guy's not saying halal, he's getting up, he's going to trip. He'll say halal when he gets to where he's going. Before he leaves, already he lost a shachar, so he brings bring him a lulav, and he shakes it. So even though there's no Mishnah in Mesechta Sukkah that says, shake a lulav. But there's a remez to it, but it says a kid who's old enough to shake a luluf should shake a luluf. So that's how we know to shake the luluf when you make the bracha. What?
When a chef does line, Aaron said about Purim, he says he was giving a Purim share, and he quoted a halakha Purim that was not found in Masechta Megillah. He says, you learn all of shas.
Yeah.
Know all of there's a Purim in Masechta Megillah.
You have to know everything to know anything.
Where does that question start in Hosol?
Which?
The last part.
And he says, the last word on the first medium-sized line, Uvishas Bracha. It's not really a question, it's more of like a introductory here, this way, Uvishas Bracha. He says, by the way, Uvishas Bracha, and then he says where we get it from. Okay, so now let's move forward in the Gemara. So now, the Gemara asks like this, Na'anua Man Dachar Shmei. This is a phrase that Man Dachar Shmei literally means, who Zachar. Dachar and Zachar, the Dalet and Zion are interchangeable a lot in Aramaic and Hebrew. Man, who Dachar, Zachar mentioned Shmei, its name. Meaning, whoever brought up the topic of Ninua, like where did this Mishnah show up? All of a sudden, where do you shake? Usually, it should tell us, you shake. And then it'll say, okay, where? All of a sudden, it jumps into, where do we shake? Give me some introduction, please. So the Gemara answers, Hasam Kai, literally, it's standing by there, meaning it's referring back to the following. The Mishnah we saw at the very beginning of the parak, Kol lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tvachim, that a lulav it's kosher if it has three tvachim, kedela na'aneya bo. And we, in the Gemara, amended that to say, ukedela na'aneya, it has to have an extra tefach in order to shake it. So, the very first Mishnah in the parak said, how tall does the lulav have to be? Three tvachim, and then another one to hold it, that it should be, at the top of it should be shaking. So, kosher, that's a kosher lulav. So it picks up the 8 plot later, the Ka'amar, okay, back to that. Hecha Minanim, by the way, you're telling me about shaking. So where does that occur exactly? This Mishnah is not random. It just person has to be constantly chazering to know that the Mishnah back 8 plot ago that made us aware of this issue. Okay, now this is some cool, interesting stuff here. Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah states in Menachos, Shtei Halechem, that on Shavuos there's a mitzvah that there's two loaves of bread that the Kohanim eat in the Beis Mikdash made out of chametz, unique. Ushnei kivsei atzeres, and the two sheep that are offered on Shavuos, also karbanos. So ketzahu ose, how does he do? Meaning there's a mitzvah to shake these things, the lechem and the sheep. So what does the Kohen do? Meiniach shtei halechem, he takes the two loaves of bread, al gabe shnei kevasin, on top of the two sheep, Umeniach yado tachtei, and he puts his hand underneath this sheep bread combination. Umeniach, and he does something called tenufa, which is waving. And the Gemara explains, what does it mean, umeniach? It means umolich umevi. He goes like this. He goes back and forth. If this is my sheep and my my bread, he goes molich umevi, like this. And then male umorid. He goes up and down. Forward, backwards, up and down. Shnei Amar. The Pasuk says, regarding these things, it says, asher hunach v'asher huram. That has been waved, shaken back and forth, and huram, like up, like ram venisa, up and down.
Is that the end of the Mishnah?
That is the end of the Mishnah, yes. Now about to go, Yochanan was an Amoris. That would be a road sign. So now, Rabbi Yochanan, that was all the Mishnah in Menachos, Shtei Alechem over there, it's time for Shtei Alechem. So Rabbi Yochanan, Amora, commenting on this, still talking about Shavuos and the bread and the sheep. Molech umevi, why is he bringing it back and forth? Lemishi ha'arba ruchos shalo. To he whom the four directions are his, meaning to Hashem. So he goes like this, he's doing lateral, directional directions of the world, so he's shaking like this. That's I'm shaking to Hashem, who owns, he was, you know, in charge of the four ruchos, four directions. Male umorid, up and down, Lemishi ha'shamayim ba'ar shalo. To he whom the sky and the ground are his, up and down. Fine. So that's why I'm doing all these directions. What? This is still talking about Shavuos. In Marava, Mas Nuhachi, Marava in Eretz Yisrael, they taught it a little bit differently. Amar Rav Chama bar Ukva, Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Molech Umevi. He goes back and forth. Kedei Latzor Ruchos Ros, in order to stop bad winds, damaging storms, things like that. Male umorid, up and down, could they lasser telalim roim, to stop bad dew from damaging crops. So these, there's something spiritually linked to these actions, which, again, still of the Shavuot stuff, which will ward off negative weather consequences. Amar Yosi bar Ovin, or alternatively, Vitema could be Rabbi Yosi bar Zvila, it was Rabbi Yosi bar somebody. Zos Omeris, all of that which we just said teaches us. Shiyari mitzvah, literally leftovers of a mitzvah, which means like extra things. Things that are not essentials to the mitzvah. You'll still be yotze these mitzvahs if you don't shake them. Me'akvin as the puranos. They hold back and prevent punishments from coming. How do we know? Shiharei tenufa shiyari mitzvah. Shaking the karbanos around are literally extras of the mitzvah. If you don't do them, you're still yotzi the karbon. The otzeres ruchos utzlolam, and it stops bad winds and bad dews. Rhyme. Otzeres ruchos utzlolam, rhyme. Bad winds and bad dews. So you see how powerful even the small extra details of the Mishnah are. Imagine how powerful spiritual kabbalistic type things, main details of the Mishnah. But even the extra details, which are namaakev, have these amazing powerful ramifications. Now coming to us. The Amar Rava v'chein belulav, that the same is true regarding a lulav. You're supposed to shake it up and down, back and forth. Yes, as Joseph points out, we do six directions, not just four. There is a machlokas how to do them, different directions. I don't know much about that. Ayin, Arizal, etc. What? Look around.
Direction.
Really?
It's hard to do the backwards.
Right. I hear that.
Is
it shaking
like
Dorisa,
or is it like a
Dorisa? No. We've been talking now until about the sheep and the Shtei Halacham of Shavuos, and it is Dorisa. Meaning it says in the Pasuk, Asher Hunaf, Asher Huram, you're supposed to do these tenufas and stuff, but it's not Ma'ake. Meaning if you went ahead and forgot, and you broke the carbon anyway, you'd still get the kapara offered by that carbon. Nonetheless, these are very powerful, apparently very powerful actions that ward off these bad ruchos and things like that. This is not the Lacham Panim. It's a different thing. It's an additional. It's a different two breads. But what, the lulav thing? So Tosos, good question. Tosos down here on the bottom line of Diamond Bay. He won't read it inside. But he wonders, he says there's a lot of things out there in Menachos. There's a whole list of a lot of things that need Snufa. And he says it's possible. So why is it focusing here that these things stop the bad winds and that they have to do all these directions? What?
We shake a lula for similar sort of thing, like
yeah,
like
the
Nisuf
Mayim things, similar in that sense. Yeah. So he. So I guess I take a look at this. He said the bottom toast is base. Kedei Latzor Rukos Rose. He says Parak Kol Menachos. Kol Menachos Bo. That's the name of the parak. Sorry. Kol Menachos Bo is matzah. That's the name of the parak. Chashiv Kol Atuun and Tenufa. It gives a whole list of all things that need Tenufa waving. So Veshema Lo Bechol Atenufa is Osin Kain. It could be that we don't do all these directions by everything. Eladavke Betenufa Shtei Alechem, only by the two breads. Dat Seres Vechem Lulav. And also Lulav wine. Mishim Damrin and Perak Kamad Rosh Hashanah. The Gzar Din Nechlem Be Pesach Al HaTevua. That each holiday has a thing. It's a Yom HaDin. Pesach, it's on the grain, but they don't need to shake. Atzeres, Alperos, Elon, and Shavuos were judged on the fruit of the trees, and Bechag, Al Hamayim, were judged on Sukkos for water. I say Shana Rab, we see all those things about the water. Fine. Then he says we specifically do all these things about Ruchos Rose because on Shavuos and on Sukkos it's a Yom HaDin. So we want to do these extra spiritual things to ward off any bad things, but not every shaking thing is done in all these directions, it sounds like. That and is one part of the carbon toda, but other than that, correct. One part of the carbon toda has a, any time a person saves or anything like that, they want to bring a Thanksgiving carbon, they have part of the toda. Yeah, everything else usually matzah, yeah. Yeah, Ayin Maharal, a lot of interesting things about that. Okay. Now the Gemara has an interesting line here. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, mamti le umaisi le. There, Rav Acha bar Yaakov would take his lulav. He would molech it, and he would mevi it. He would, you know, back and forth. Mamti umaisi is molech umaisi, back and forth. Amar, and he would say the following: Dein gira be'enei v'sitna. This is like an arrow in the eyes of the Satan. I'm like basically poking Yetzer Hara. Like, get out of here! I'm stabbing you, Yetzer Hara. But the Gemara says the lav milsahi, that's not a thing, meaning it's not a good idea. Literally, it's not a word, it's not a thing, it's not a davar. Don't do that. Mishim da'asu li'igruyebe, because you might incite the Itzahara to come attack you, the Satan. You don't want to poke at him. Yeah, you don't want to taunt. Whatever. What's the word I'm looking for? You want to trash talk the Itzahara. You're like, oh no, you're poking him. Like, next thing you know, it's always attacking you. It's not something you want. Do we have time for this cool thing? Check this out. I gotta show you this. Derech Hashem, by the way. This circus, I don't know if I've ever looked at this before. Maybe I've seen it before. But he has a whole section here about mitzvos and seasonal mitzvos, seasonal commandments. So he has here, that's my alarm start getting winding down for Maiv, 343 in Derech Hashem, otherwise known as 342 in the Hebrew. Where is it? Clouds of glory. Ah, so check this out. He says, Sukkah and Lulav, in a Sukkah v'Lulavu, the whole idea of Sukkah and Lulav, Kihine Anadei HaKavod Shehikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that he had the clouds of glory around us, Mevatu Altam Begashu, besides the physical protection they offered us, Yilasak V'Lehem HaGan Rinei, it protected them. Or Haisa Tolada Gedola Noledes Mehem Bedachay Rukhnei, so it had a spiritual impact. Hu Kimosha Ayadeha Ananim Ahayim, that just like by those clouds, we were moved all in, we were by ourselves, separated from the whole world around us by those clouds. Kehaya Nimshach La Mitzuyas Ha'ara Mashkenos Zolavad, that spiritually had an impact for all generations, that were separate from all the nations. Uminusam Rishalim in Olam, we're like removed from the world. And he says, when a person sits in a sukkah, they tap back into that reality of being in a couple, separated as their own spiritual entity, special and close to Hashem. I'm skipping, separate from all of the people. We're lifted up. We're on top of everything. Every year on Sukkot, we get renewed in that Indian of the Kedusha because of the Sukkah. Now he says, fascinating. Okay, check this out. He says that Hashem's or is on us, but often that Shatiya Masam Nefalas Kol Avoyim, that we have this, like, we intimidate our enemies. That by shaking the lulav, somehow we, like, intimidate our enemies, and we're lifted above them. That the people, the nations will see us, and they'll see Hashem's name is on us, and be scared of us. Usually the Gemara says talking about tefillin. We would immediately get this by lulav. Immediately we would get this in a revealed way. Our sins weren't holding us back. But it will come out eventually. By the details of lulav, by shaking it and going around with it, this idea becomes completed. That Hashem has full mastership over us, mastery, and that knocks our enemies down, and it humbles them. They will choose themselves to be our servants. The details of lulav somehow have this impact that they make us be able to rule over our enemies, and Hashem makes them scared of us, and they realize Hashem is with us. Now, in the fancy Feldheim edition here, they have footnotes in the back by Aryeh Kaplan. So, if you look at this thing over here, we're in section 4, footnote 110. So where do they send you? I discovered this before we got up to this section in the Gemara. Section 4, footnote 110, says the footnote, Sisukah 37b. That's us. There's something about this Gemara with shaking it around and swirling around and poking it to her in the eyes. Ramchal learns there's something Kabbalistic here going on about allowing us to rule over the Goyim and have Hashem's malchus recognized on us. They should be scared of us. So, I don't know. Something very, very deep going on here. Hashem one day we'll understand fully. Yeah, so we're not saying, he said to the Etahara, take that, Satan, he taunted him, but we shouldn't say that. No, we're doing the mitzvah, we're not saying Satan, poke, 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 we're just doing it.
And therefore, the Etahara will go away.
Whatever it is, it accomplishes it without us saying anything. You don't want to say it, but it accomplishes some powerful thing.
It actually gets rid of the Satan.
Not the Satan.